Should have spent doing something else.
What a bunch of mumbo jumbo.
What a bunch of crap.
Unbelievable.
I kind of like it when he's out in the Hamptons and whatnot. At least he's doing less damage there.
Out in the Hamptons. I don't know if the people out in the Hamptons felt that way, though.
I don't know if the grass on the golf course feels that way.
What else did you want to talk about, JP? Anything in particular? Oh, another government shutdown? Wait
Three
a minute.
Three big, huge science stories.
Well, wait a minute. Hit me up with this. Another government shutdown.
Oh, yeah.
Senate blocks emergency disaster money.
The end of the year is next week.
Yes. Oh, yeah, for fiscal.
Okay, we have to have a budget before we can spend money. We don't have the budget again. Now, this time, you have to blame it on the Republicans. They came in with great, great ideas, and they have not passed a budget, so we have to go to the continuing resolution again. And Harry Reid went out of town without passing the continuing resolution that the Republicans sent him from the House. So he's going to come back on Monday and have 4 days to get that continuing resolution passed or whatever, or the government shuts down next Friday.
You know what? I've never heard of so much bratty activity here.
How
I mean, we're back to elementary school with this stuff. I'm leaving. I'm not going to vote on this. I'm going out of... Yeah. What is going on?
How many almost government shutdowns have we had in the last 6 months or in the last year? It's just ridiculous. What? Well, we're going to face another one next Friday.
We just have a huge political divide with people believing total opposite things, and there's just no room for the middle.
There is no middle. I'm seeing there is no middle.
But the Republican continuing resolution continues spending almost exactly where it's been for the last year.
Yeah, nothing has changed.
So what's Harry Reid's complaint?
Yeah, you mean in the Senate that they rejected it?
Yeah, they took like a few hundred million away from these energy companies that are now in such a scandal. And they took money away from that loan program, and that's about all they did.
Do you think he's ashamed?
Harry Reid's having a fit.
Is he ashamed?
I think he just wants to cause trouble and blame it on the Republicans.
Yeah, I think he does, too. He's trying to just, at every
Plus,
turn.
There was apparently some big Democrat fundraiser on the East Coast, and they had to get out of town Friday to go get some money.
If they had a whole big meeting with the Senate and the House of Representatives, and nobody knew who was Republican, Democrat, they'd just be a bunch of people trying to solve our problems, wouldn't they?
I don't know about the solve our problems part, but they'd be just a bunch of people.
Jeez.
Normally, I like a gridlock in Washington because there's less chance that they'll mess some new things up. But yeah, it's a sticky problem.
Well, that's
ridiculous.
How I feel about it.
I think it's ridiculous.
I wish the government would shut down next Friday. Let's just do it.
Just do it, huh?
Yeah.
Who
needs it? Wouldn't it be funny if a month or two later people say, hey, that's okay with me.
That's what happened in Minnesota. They shut it down and nobody cared.
Speaking of jobs... Did you see the CNN thing coverage with Sanjay Gupta, you know, the doctor? He wants reform, the visa reform, so that illegal aliens and foreigners that currently have jobs can stay with their jobs. He thinks we should reform the visa reform so it makes it easier for foreigners to get jobs over here. I couldn't believe I was watching this.
You know, that doesn't even make sense.
It doesn't make any sense at all, but that was it. In the hotels... because those are where the foreigners get the jobs.
Yeah. Well,
he wants to reform the visa.
So why does it need to be easier? Don't they have...
They want it to be easier because we're losing people all the time to the hotel industry and the tourist industry. We're losing people.
Losing them where?
Because of...
They're
going home, I guess.
I don't think they're going home.
They're going home.
I don't see that.
Oh, well, maybe they're going on unemployment.
Well, isn't the idea to have legitimate...
Stiffer. And legitimate
worker legal. Visas mm-hmm. rather than hiring right. illegals. So let's, if we're going to have foreigners come in and do jobs that Americans don't want to do, let's at least control the process.
Well, that's what I say.
I hate that phrase. I don't think there's any jobs Americans don't want to do. Every time they talk about those jobs and then they advertise them, Americans are lined up down the block to do them.
Well, now they are, but they didn't used to be. They'd rather sit on welfare or unemployment. But now I think we're off our butts and we see what's going on. I think we're taking our country back, and it's just a slow process.
You know that anchor baby thing where if an illegal alien has a baby in this country, now their baby's a citizen of the United States, which no other country has that rule. Did you hear what happened this week? A Filipino woman who was coming here specifically to have her baby, so the baby would be a U.S. citizen, she had her more than one baby on the airplane on the way here. And now her lawyers are trying to say because they were on the airplane on the way here, they should be U.S. citizens.
How can they say that?
I know.
How can they say that? They're in airspace. I mean.
Why don't we just say everybody born anywhere?
Come on
is a
over.
US citizen.
Come on over. Oh, my gosh. Well, everybody wants to be here, but nobody likes us. I'm not understanding that either.
Yeah, I don't get it either.
crazy. I do have something I wanted to talk about. This a little. Out of it's not it is politics because I think everything in life is as we maneuver through life is politics. But the FDA, did you hear about the sting they did in Indiana? truckers that haul our meat, our shrimp, our chicken, oysters.
Do I want to hear this?
You don't want to hear it, but you need to know it.
Uh-oh.
Two out of every four trucks that they stopped with this sting did not have their refrigeration on.
Oh.
Everything
shrimp
was
and chicken?
Shrimp, chicken, oysters.
Yuck.
Everything in all of the trucks were down to 41 degrees.
We're up to 41.
Two down. I mean, it's got to be, you know, I mean.
Okay, so that's
the meat
good.
Was
it's cold, but I think that's not cold enough.
No, that is not cold enough. Some of them were 60 degrees. All of the food was melted. There were flies on some of it. And the reason being is because of the economy. They can't afford to travel all the distance with the refrigeration going.
That's disgusting.
And they didn't even want to talk to the investigators. But they did a sting. I mean, this was police patrolled, and they stopped them, and FDA controlled, and found two out of four trucks with the refrigeration turned off totally on their way to the destination.
That's disgusting.
Sausages, a truck that had sausages, oysters, chicken wings, steaks, all headed for restaurants and grocery stores in Indiana.
So cook your food, people.
They've been doing this for 6 years. For 6 years, the FDA has been concerned about this. For 6 years, they've done nothing. So Indiana decided
to cook the heck out of your food.
Cook the heck out of your food.
There are times where I think we have too much regulation, but I guess the story should be we do need some.
Yeah, stop telling us about our vaccinations and take care of the FDA. Good grief. We're going to take a break. We've got our Laugh Lounge coming up, brought to you by the Comedy Underground at Pioneer. I'm so into this going on.
Tahoe Comedy.
Reno Tahoe Comedy.
Yeah. We'll do it
when we get back. You're with Broadview.
1270, The Buzz. The Buzz.
Restylane and Perlane are among the world's best cosmetic products, and the Renew MD medical team are experts in the use and application of them. These products are used to fill in the nasal fold lines and also other facial areas, such as under the eyes and marionette lines at the edge of your lips. For just a few days this month, Renew MD is offering a spectacular special on Restylane and Perlane. This is limited to just 34 patients who will receive Restylane and or Perlane for just $369, a savings of almost $200 a syringe. Call Renew MD today, 852-4500. Appointments are limited, so call Renew MD today at 852-4500. Renew MD receives better than a 99% rating as excellent from clients who have experienced the products and services offered. Don't miss the lowest prices on Restylane and Perlane ever offered. Just $369, regularly $550, a savings of nearly $200. Call 852-4500 today. Renew MD, setting the gold standard at affordable prices. Call 852-4500.
On September 26th, at approximately 1 p.m., your Nevada broadcasters, in cooperation with the Nevada and federal emergency management agencies, will conduct a special statewide test of the emergency alert system. EAS provides information to the public before, during, and after an emergency. The test will be carried on all local radio and television stations, as well as by cable providers, and will last less than 2 minutes. This test will help us to assess the state's capabilities to receive and transmit the upcoming nationwide test of the emergency alert system, which is scheduled for November 9th. As Nevada prepares to test their alert and warning capabilities, this event serves as a reminder for you to have an emergency preparedness kit in your house and office, as well as an emergency plan for your family, business, and community. And stay informed by listening to this station. Visit NevadaBroadcasters.org for more information.
Welcome back to Broadview, a weekly program with updates and discussions of the issues and hot buttons of Northern Nevadans. Phone lines are open at 823-1920. And now, here's your host, Jay Davis.
Yes, and welcome back. Thank you for joining us for Broadview today. JP is here with me, and now we're going to get into our Laugh Lounge, brought to you by Reno Tahoe Comedy. And they have the biggest little comedy shows every Friday and Saturday night. Pioneer Underground, located right next to the Pioneer Center. Well, it's what we decided. It's the subway. Look for the subway entrance. And we love it. We love Wayne for doing this, delivering comedy to us. Tickets are $10 in advance. You can get them $15 the day of. And we'll give some tickets away right now. Wayne wants you to be his guest. So if you'd like to go tonight, we've got Rex Meredith with us. Funny guy. We're going to talk to him in a minute. But give us a call at 823-1920. 823-1920. Free tickets to check out Reno Tahoe Comedy, and it is funny stuff, and it's a beautiful, beautiful club. Rex, welcome. Rex Meredith.
Thank you.
Welcome. Yeah, wow. And the
hey,
crowd goes
the laugh
mad.
Tracks? Dude, do your job back
no,
there.
No, don't encourage him. He
no, the last comedian here said, don't play those. Rex, you're from Texas. Are you voting for Perry?
I'm sorry. What was your question?
I knew I was going to take you by surprise. You're from Texas.
Yes.
Are you voting for Perry? Is he a good governor?
No.
No.
No. I don't care to vote for people who claim they talk to God.
Did he really?
Well, that's
well, I haven't heard
that's
that.
The word out. Of course, they're claiming that all the Republicans talk to God.
Well, we do.
And none of the Democrats believe in him. So where do you go?
We do. So thanks for that. Just
talking
to let you know
God
where
is,
we stand.
Talking to God is okay. It's whether you think he's answering. That's what starts to get weird. Excuse me.
Okay, thank you.
we're basically all destined for the trailer life in the next 6 months.
Well, many, many more people aren't even in the trailers anymore. No, I mean, they're on the sidewalks.
That is true, and I think most of them are in Reno.
It looks like, you noticed that, did you?
It looks like a convention of the best of Walmart shoppers.
You want me to tell you?
Those are funny, aren't they?
Let me tell you what happens here, Rex. As people come here and they go to the comedy shows to see Rex Meredith, and then they go to the casinos and they gamble all their money away. And then